Bavabasaberg test Mishnah Hey. Hashalech Sivlonos Leves Chamov. Person sends Sivlonos. They would send some gifts to his father-in-law's house. After Kiddushin, the day after Kiddushin, the minig was that they would send, the chassan would send to his father-in-law gifts, jewelry that she would wear there, and also different types of wines and oils and things like that. Shalach sham mea mana. If he sent 100 mana, va'achal sham sudas chassan, afilu bedinar, eina nigbin. And then the next day, he eats by a sudas chassan in his father-in-law's house, even if he only eats a dinar's worth, but then something happened, let's say one of them died, or he divorced her, or he wants to divorce her, eina nigbin. He can't take the presents back. Because there's an understanding that once he eats there, the amount of a dinar, because of the chiba, the simchas achila, the Rav says, he's mochel. So he's mochel everything once he gets there. Even though in the beginning he had in mind, he only wanted to do this, that they should have a complete nisuin, that she would enter his domain and be fully married. Nevertheless, once he eats there, he's mochel, and he can't take it back. Lo achol sham sudas chasen, but if he didn't eat a sudas chasen there, hare elu nigbin, he can collect everything back. Even though he gave it as a gift, there's understandings that go with the gift, just like in the previous Mishnah. Sholach sivloinus merubin, if he sends a lot of these sivloinus, sheyachzeru imo lebeis bala, but he tells her that they're going to be returned to his house. When she returns back to his house, once there's nisuin, and she becomes his full-fledged wife, hare elu nigbin. Now if something happens, even if he eats the amount of a dinar, where normally we said that he's meichel, in this case, he can still collect it back. He's not meichel because he said specifically that he wants it coming back to him. Sivloinus mu'otin, shemishtamish bahen bebeis avia, and a small amount of sivloinus, and this is lav dafka small amount, like the Rav says, it's really any amount, just the derech of small amount, that she would use it in the house of her father. But if he says specifically that she should use it in the house of her father, ain't a nigbin. He can't collect it. He can't take it back, even if he doesn't need a lot, because he specifically said that it's for her to use in that house. And like we said, it doesn't matter if it's a little, if it's a lot, it's just the derech that if she's only going to be using it in the house, it would be a little. But if he sends a lot there, but he says to use it in that house, even if he doesn't have a whole suda there, he can't collect it. He can't take it back.